Blog Talk Radio.
This is the first time in our history that this ceremony has been held, as you've been told, on this west front of the Capitol. Standing here, one faces a magnificent vista opening up on this city's special beauty and history. At the end of this open mall are those shrines to the giants on whose shoulders we stand. Directly in front of me, a monument to a monumental man, George Washington, father of our country. A man of humility who came to greatness reluctantly. He led America out of revolutionary victory into infant nationhood. Off to one side, the stately memorial to Thomas Jefferson, a Declaration of Independence flames with his eloquence. And then beyond the reflecting pool, the dignified columns of the Lincoln Memorial. Whoever would understand in his heart the meaning of America will find it in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Beyond those monuments to heroism, is the Potomac River, and on the far shore, the sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. The crisis we're facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds, to believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you and thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill. We're so grateful that you've tuned in. And as always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country to come join us, come and learn with us. Tell them to go to www.cityonahill.tv on our heroes raising the flag over Iwo Jima, and that will open up to the Blog Talk Radio link, and you can listen to all of our previous podcasts. So, as always, we like to start the show off. We turn this over with our historian, Mrs. Barbara Moore. Hi, Ms. Barbara. Oops. Well, I don't see Ms. Barbara yet. Well, let me check. She is here, I'm sure, and I've just not done my part, which my computer is not cooperating, so I apologize for that. I think it's froze. So... okay, I see Ms. Barbara.
Okay,
hi, Ms. Barbara. Sorry about that.
Oh,
yes.
No problem. Well, I was just going to say, you know, first of all, we want to thank all our veterans and from the bottom of our hearts for their honorable service to our country, to our people, and their families. We want to thank their families. Such sacrifices have been made by our veterans and their families and are continuing to be made. And we just thank you so very much. And Diana and I are trying our very best to pass on the beautiful idea of freedom to our children, our grandchildren, and we're trying to preserve this country that our veterans have fought for and so many died for and are still doing so. So, you know, we can't be on the battlefield of the world, but we are trying to keep the freedom that has meant so much to our veterans. We're trying to keep the freedom for succeeding generations here in our beloved country. And you know, Diana, I was thinking about our veterans and thinking about Americans and how we began. You know, we always go back to the beginning, and we go back to the time of the Great Awakening. That's when Americans were prepared with their spirits, their minds, their souls. They were being prepared for the war for independence, to stand for freedom, and to stand for what is right in God's sight, and not back down and not stand down, but to stand for truth and honor and what is right in God's sight. And I had written something about the Great Awakening, just a paragraph about it some time ago. And I think it's worth sharing because it kind of gives us an insight as to our beginning, our identity as Americans. And we've talked about this many times, that we go back to the foundations. This country was built upon a firm foundation, and that foundation was God. And so I'm going to share this paragraph before we pray together. It was the Great Awakening in America. Americans from all walks of life, high-born, low-born, farmer, shopkeeper, from all different Christian denominations, and they were discovering their identity in Christ. They were discovering the value and worth of all mankind, created in God's image with a noble purpose and destiny. Real Christianity is a great leveler. God's laws are the same for all people. The Ten Commandments applies to everyone. There is one Savior, and there is total equality at the foot of the cross. Equality under God, equality under the law, the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Life, liberty, and property, being the gift of God, were valuable and worthy of protection. And as it was then, so it is now. Let's pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, first of all, on this day that we celebrate every year, Father, Veterans Day, a day to honor our veterans. Lord, your word tells us that greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. And Father, every time that a soldier raises his hand and to you, O God, and takes that oath, that solemn oath to protect and defend our Constitution, they do so knowing, Lord, that it could cost them their very own lives. And so, Father, we thank you that we have this day to honor veterans. And I pray, Lord, that more and more all of us would be very quick to thank all veterans, not only on this day, but every day, Father, when we see them in the stores and we come across them in our daily lives, that we be very quick to thank them for their service. I thank you, Father, that this pleases you. You want us to be grateful and thankful to you for all things, and most especially those who have given their sacrificial service. So we ask your blessing upon them, upon their families, and, Father, your protection and your provision for every one of them, O God. We ask you to be with us now as we speak to one another, and Father, open our hearts and our minds to you, Lord, to the truth that you want to impart, to help us, Lord, to be effective communicators, we need your help in that, Father. Desperately need your help in these perilous times. Help us to say what needs to be said and to do it in a way that makes it understandable to those listening, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be brave, to have courage, to stand for what is right in your sight. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Ms. Barbara. And Ms. Barbara, I just want to share something. Last night I was asking God for a word. You know how I like to do that. And
yeah.
I just turned the Bible. And interestingly, he gave me Psalm 11. Now, how fitting was that to get Psalm 11 on 11:11?
Yes.
And,
wow.
You know, it's beautiful because you're going to love this, Ms. Barbara. Now, the thing that, you know, it starts off is just incredible. I love it. It says, "In the Lord I put my trust." And I know that's for you and that's for me because that's the way it's always been with us, right? Everything has been done with us, you know, acting in faith, trusting, putting our trust in the one who is worthy. But you're going to love this. On verse 3, you've heard this so many times. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
What can the righteous do? That's right. That's right. And,
I just,
you know, we've got to dedicate our lives to preserving that foundation that was laid for us, Diana. And, you know, we didn't do anything to deserve this wonderful land of freedom and opportunity. None of us have done anything to deserve that. I would say, except our veterans who willingly serve. But you know, we have got to dedicate ourselves to preserving that foundation and taking people back to it time and again, and teaching our young people about it. What is this country going to look like in the years ahead if we fail in that? If we fail to do that, will this country look different from any other country?
Well, I heard something I think it was today, Ms. Barbara, that was very, it's based on reality. I can't remember who said it, but I just caught it, and it was saying, you know, a child starts off in pain, right, crying, and then it builds a relationship, and then it starts, you know, that smiling and happy, but what this, I think it might have been Rabbi Zacharias, he was talking about that we cannot be the person we are if you take away all the pain that we've been through. And I guess it's kind of like the military, the pain that's been experienced, the sacrifice of this nation. If we had not went through all that, Ms. Barbara, we wouldn't be where we're at. And I guess in a personal level, I don't know that I would be who I am if I had not, you know, had been through so much pain and realized that without the Savior who forgives me for all my sins, you know, my filthiness, and cleans me up and picks me up when I fall, I wouldn't be who I am. And so, again, it's that, you know, it's just, it's amazing because all those were kind of lessons on what today is. And then, Ms. Barbara, just want to point this out because, you know, we have the Patriot Pastor Lear, and we've learned so much. And I do remember him talking about November 11 and the importance of that with the Mayflower. And I was looking that up on Wikipedia. And the signing, if I'm looking at it right, November 11, 1620, the Mayflower, I think, well, not the signing, the Mayflower arrived on, is it Cape Cod?
I thought that was in December.
Let's see, let me look at this again. I know he had mentioned something about, because he was here around Veterans Day, and he was just using that date, and it's got here on November, Mayflower, 11 November, 1620. Let's see. I need to look some more. But he was remarking about that date.
The day they signed the Mayflower Compact, that's, you know, they did not get off the ship until that was signed. And let's see, I've got that right here. I've got the Mayflower. I love the Mayflower Compact because it just from the get-go, it tells why they came for the honor, for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And so beautifully put, and then talking about self-government. Okay, Mayflower Compact, where are you? You could keep talking.
Well, it does say, I'm looking at something, it's from pilgrimhallmuseum.org. I'm just looking, it says, whereof we have here under subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November.
Huh. Wow. Well, that is very significant. My goodness. And fast forward into 1918, where the armistice was signed on November 11th.
Isn't that just like God,
wow.
Oh, Miss Barbara?
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
He is God of time, and time and dates are important to him because, and of course, since he is God, he could make things happen whenever. But
yeah.
I just love it because I think, you know, he's such a loving God. And I was talking today about, you know, how important it is to pay attention to the signs because a loving God, a loving parent tells us, warns us, right? So why would a loving Heavenly Father not do the same? I think more so than an earthly father. So we are in this year, November 11th. And Ms. Barbara, to me it's amazing what we've been through today. It's like we've been going through a testing and we had some good news. Can we go ahead and share it first? And we're going to talk about a lot of things. But I think we need to share the good news that came through today with the Alabama Baptist. Would you mind sharing that?
I would love to share it. It's astounding. It's so encouraging. Birmingham, Alabama. The Alabama Baptist Convention voted today to call on the governor, the State Board of Education, and the Alabama Legislature to repeal Common Core. How wonderful is that?
And Ms. Barbara,
wonderful.
I think that's the first. I don't know of another, is there another Baptist convention, state Baptist convention that has, I said it in such a way, very firm, very strong?
I don't know of one.
I don't think there is. I think this is the first, Ms. Barbara. And how wonderful for it to have happened today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It says the convention, a gathering of Southern Baptists from across the state, unanimously adopted a resolution, quote, on parental authority through local and state control of education that calls on the state to repeal Common Core and accompanying assessments and replace them with sound, proven practices of educating and testing through local and state control of what is taught and how it is taught for the betterment of all children of Alabama. How beautiful. The resolution passed with no debate, no discussion. Wow. The State Baptist Convention opened today at Lakeside Baptist Church and concludes tomorrow. Diana, this is just, you know, it's just absolutely fantastic.
And Ms. Barbara, I think that's confirmation.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's confirmation.
Yeah.
You know, God was saying that. In the Lord I put my trust. And, I mean, this is November 11th, and right here it says the Mayflower Compact was signed today in 1620. Now, how fitting is that, Ms. Barbara? Because we know what that began in this country, and I believe this is going to begin something in this country.
Yeah, amen. To the glory of God. Yes, as
the
pilgrim said, to the glory of God.
Oh.
You know,
how about
and
that,
this
Ms.
is the glory of God. It's beautiful. It's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. How can we thank them? I think probably the best way is to share the good news of their actions on behalf of our children, our families, our state, and our country. Because you know when we're looking at Common Core, we're looking at the destruction of our country and how it will be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, with what is being taught in the Common Core system. And then add to that the mental health counseling that is moving into all the schools for all the children, being mandated to all the schools and all the children, and mental health counseling with a value system to enforce a value system. We know what that value system is, that our children will be thoroughly indoctrinated in it. So, you know, this resolution opposing it and these men of God taking this strong stand, I am thrilled. I am so grateful to them for doing this.
Oh, Ms. Barbara, Ms. Barbara. And also how honoring to our veterans too, to know that God allowed this to happen today. That, you know, we can raise generations that will continue to honor their sacrifices, because unfortunately that was one of the things that we were very, very upset about with the writers of the Common Core changing the history framework of the AP, Advanced Placement U.S. History, where they're leaving out the Founding Fathers, leaving out World War II heroes, leaving out Martin Luther King. What an affront to those great sacrifices, Ms. Barber.
That's right. You know, our veterans didn't tyranny. They did not fight for tyranny. They have always fought against tyranny. But that word tyranny is what describes this education indoctrination of the leftist socialist worldview. This humanistic, atheistic worldview. Our veterans have never fought for that. They have fought against tyranny. And so, yes, what you know, that this was signed today, how that honors our veterans, that the church is standing up for our veterans, our country, and most of all, for our God. You know.
I'm almost speechless, Miss Barbara. I'm just, how good of God to say that he hears our prayers, he watches, and he is our help, you know? We surely needed this, Miss Barbara. We needed this so desperately. And what a wonderful surprise, and for it to happen today.
Well, you know, I think one way that we can show them our appreciation is to, as much as we can in the days ahead, and, you know, and of course, share on Facebook and tell people. But, in fact, I think I will be I'm going to be sharing this on a local radio station in the morning. This is this good news that must be shared. But we need to tweet also.
And Ms. Barbara, I believe Georgia's following. I believe so many states is going to do what Alabama has done and make a stand. This is just the beginning, I believe, because I believe they're hearing from God. It is time to stand.
Yeah, it is time to stand. We have been silent way too long, and we have been lax in our duty to stand for what's right in God's sight. So. Yes, this is the time. This is the time.
Ms. Barbara, what's that scripture about when the enemy comes like a flood?
Yes, the Lord raises up a standard against the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. Yes.
And I really felt like we were drowning in Common Core. We had Common Core this, Common Core that, and the latest attack was on this comprehensive counseling guidance, which was a shocker to us because we're told it's already implemented, and you know, and there's a memo that it's in 10 different places, some of them counties, some of them cities. So I guess we're like test pilots, but when you know you hear the wording of some experts like Linda Murphy talk about this is, you know, this is about behavior. This is not about 2 + 2 = 4. This is about affecting attitudes, values, and beliefs. And it's like the last straw, Ms. Barbara, that the enemy is now going to also not just, it's not bad enough that they have messed up the minds of children. You know, it's no longer about 2 + 2 = 4. It's about the process. It's about the words. If they don't word it just right, it doesn't matter if they got the answer right. And then, you know, we really, I almost felt like we were drowning, Miss Barbara. And then, like, you know, it was like a flood, and then here comes
yeah,
the standard.
Yeah.
By the That's, standard bearers of all people.
Yes, that well put, you know. The enemy has come in like a flood, and we have been drowning. We truly have been. And going under, really going under. But
Ms. Barbara,
the Lord
this is a nation so blessed.
Sent us a lifeline. The Lord has sent us a lifeline. He's raised up a standard, and we're going to support that standard he raised up.
Oh,
in every
yes.
way we
and,
can.
And tomorrow we're inviting people to go, and those that can, to go to Montgomery, Alabama, to the Gordon Persons Building. the cafeteria side and meet with like-minded individuals and, you know, make a stand against the comprehensive counseling guidance, which we're praying that our state board members will stand for us and say, no, this cannot happen in the state of Alabama, that they will stand in the gap for the children of Alabama. And I believe they would, Miss Barbara. These are good people, and I believe when they study it, that, you know, they will do the right thing.
You know, I believe so too. I was thinking about the mental health counseling and that entire package that has been implemented and is being implemented, not only in the state of Alabama, but all over the country. And although, you know, UCLA mental health counseling in schools organization has touted Tommy Vice as a leader in the nation for transformation of education. And unfortunately, it's a transformation that is that's not good. But, you know, I was thinking about mental health counseling in schools and how they're going to be projecting the values of the people higher up, not just the values of the teachers, the individual teachers in our schools, which so many of them are just outstanding people, Christian people. But we're talking about the values and attitudes, those who are putting this together. People like David Coleman, the architect of Common Core, and the architect of the Advanced Placement United States History Standards and the history course and the exam. And they're all similar. You know, the mental health counseling, the 2020 plan, the APUSH, the Advanced Placement History Exam, all of that, it's the values and the judgment of these people. When you look at Common Core and you see some of the examples, whether it's math or whether it's reading, now they're starting with the science, Common Core science called New Generation, and they had to have a new name for it because Common Core has become toxic throughout the country to many parents and grandparents. And so, you know, they're going to have Common Core science, but they're going to label it something different. So it's now being called Next Generation Science, I think is the term. But you look at the judgment of these people who are going to be forcing their values upon our children. And I was thinking back to just recently here in Dothan, where the entire school system, the principals throughout the school system were told that they were to send home these suicide flyers with the young children, all children, even Head Start children, you know, children that are beginning to read, first and second graders, and children who ask questions of one another when they see these flyers. You know, here's this little boy on the front of this flyer, and bright, colorful flyer, and here it says "Safe Suicide," bold letters, you know, and telling each other what suicide is, kids killing themselves, and so forth. You know, are we really going to entrust our children to the judgment of these people with such poor judgment? I mean, this is just one example. Can you imagine what they're going to fill their little minds with? Well, yeah, we don't have to imagine. They've told us. It's out there in black and white, isn't it, Diana?
Well, it's sad, Ms. Barbara. Here's this article, November 7th. November 7th, that I think is a Thursday, last Thursday, where the Department of Justice, grants $63 million for social justice school discipline promoted by Bill Ayers. And according to Attorney General, this funding is being awarded as part of the comprehensive. There we go with that word, Ms. Barbara. You know, we've got this comprehensive counseling. This is going to be a part of the comprehensive school safety initiative. And see, safety is one of those words in that unified learning supports. So anyway, comprehensive school safety initiative, a large-scale multi-agency research effort to build practical and scientifically sound knowledge about effective ways to increase school safety nationwide. However, according to a review of past and current restorative justice initiatives in school, the funding appears to be just another effort to expand whole child social justice reforms touted by guess who, Ms. Barbara? Far less progressive educators like Bill Ayers.
Well, here we have the judgment again. You know, so you're going to have a terrorist bomber who bombed his own country, and use his quote unquote discipline program in American schools, the America that he has hated and bombed, as a terrorist. I'm speechless. this is just absolutely crazy and treasonous.
This is the one that has the ear
treasonous.
Of the, and this is the ear, this is the man that has the ear of this administration, Ms. Barbara, and has the use of our money. Taxpayer money.
Yeah. They take it from us and then they use it against us. Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, there's another one, Ms. Barbara, that you've probably already seen, another one where Obama is going to provide funding for mental health screening. And, you know, I was wondering, when Dr. Bass was being asked where was the money going to come from, I think because he had put it out there that, you know, I think they were going to be hiring, you know, doing these mental health things, right? And you're going to need people, you know, in that field. And I think he was being asked where the money was going to come from. And I don't think he was very clear. And then here comes the article that the Obama administration is going to be put out there millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for grants for mental health screenings of children. I think that's all K through 12.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll go even younger after that. But, you know, this is bad enough.
Oh, Ms. Barbara, let me say one more thing.
Stop it, you will. Yes.
Let me say one more thing. You remember the expert, the Democrat, that says Dems believe healthcare is just too complicated for people to figure out? And, you know, because there was Jonathan Gruber that admitted the law was intentionally vague so that the administration could deceive the public on key components and take advantage of the stupidity of the American voter. And I'm wondering if that's not happening with Common Core.
Yeah, it is. The similarities.
And I think even, Joan Landis said that. I think Joan Landis, you remember when she was on, Ms. Barbara, and she was saying, do they really think that the people of Alabama will not see through this? And I guess they were hoping.
Yeah.
But, Ms. Barbara, as always, as always, Ms. Barbara, we may not know, but God knows. And that's why he says put our trust in him, because he knows we cannot possibly know everything. You know, he knows that. And but in you know, you as you point out, Miss Barbara, he is the giver of wisdom, and what a blessing it is to not walk in a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, because he's able to give that to us. And you know, with that sound mind, I just really pray, Miss Barbara, that children, that we can push forward so that children will be able to honor, soundly, righteously honor the veterans who have given so much for, so that you and I can, you know, be free. And if you don't mind, Miss Barbara, would you remind us some of the sacrifices they have made?
You know, before we talk about that, Diana, you know, something you said, I was thinking that with what we're seeing in Common Core and what we're seeing in the Advanced Placement History course for 11th and 12th graders, in the future, our children will not honor veterans because there is a mindset that looks upon our great military, looks upon it with contempt. That mindset is being filtered into the minds of our children. And, you know, there's just a real contempt to the degree that they leave out all the battles in the history course, the just all of them. They're all left out, whether it's the War for Independence or, you know, the War of 1812, the Mexican War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam, and so forth. They've all been omitted. And the great heroism of our soldiers has been omitted. I think that's been going on for quite some time, but it's really blatant in what we're seeing now. And you know, so in the future, you know, if we wonder what our country is going to look like. If we continue on this path with Common Core, and I don't believe we will, I believe we're going to defeat it and get rid of it and get serious about really excellent education for our children. But if we did continue on this course, I believe that the churches, there would be no reason for the churches to exist because they would not have congregations. I believe it's to that degree. And I think that our brethren in the Southern Baptist Convention, I believe that they're seeing that too. What an assault against biblical Christianity that they're seeing in the Common Core system, in the 2020 plan for Alabama, in the mental health counseling, and the whole, all of it, that they're seeing this. And so they're standing against it. And so I say, you know, we have to follow their leadership. We get to follow their leadership and are privileged to follow their leadership in this. The sacrifices of our great soldiers are you know, I cannot, truly, I cannot really even speak of it. But beginning with, you know, they lay their lives on the line for us, for our country. And, you know, Diana, when I mentioned the, you know, raising their hand toward Almighty God in heaven and taking that oath support and defend the Constitution. And that's one thing that I used to really drum into my students, is that that's what they do. By doing that, they defend our country. By doing that, they defend our freedom. It's that Constitution that stands between us and tyranny. Now, we've not been supporting our Constitution for some time now. And so we see the tyrants, you know, we've seen them gain power and take ground against freedom in a mighty way. But the fact that the Constitution is there, we can return to it, can restrain the evil of the tyranny, if we will, if we will. And I believe we will. I think we saw from the election that is happening. And but the sacrifices of our veterans, they leave the safety and the comfort of home, the sheltering of home and family, their loved ones. And Diana, you know, I cannot even imagine how hard that is. I know my nephew is still serving our country in the military. And I know how, but I don't know. I know how hard it is for them, but I don't know, because I haven't really lived it as a wife, as a mother, you know. But I think, you know, that has to be the hardest. That has to be, to me, that has to be the greatest sacrifice, you know, willing to give your life and then, you know, leaving your precious loved ones for such lengthy times. And then also, you know, like in Iraq and Afghanistan, our soldiers are having to do so many tours of service there, you know, just so many. It's just, it's really frightening, you know, that they're called upon again and again and again.
And yeah, and Ms. Barbara, and then to see how we, you know, the state of where we're at because of the policies of this administration, we have a lot being prayed for. And I think I understand a little bit more of what Mr. Danny McKnight, retired, I think he was retired colonel, Danny McKnight, Black Hawk Down,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that led the troops through that in Somalia. And he says, you know, we do what we do, I think, expecting that you do what you do where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, we here in this nation.
Yeah.
And I think one of their expectations when they leave this country is that their country that they can come back to is a country where their children are and families are safe.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes.
Barbara, we've not done a good job of that.
I know it. They depend on us to do that. And we've let them down. We have let them down. We've let our veterans down. They have not let us down. They've done their job. They're doing their job. But we have not been. And that's just heartbreaking with all they do. And then we have not borne our responsibility as we should, you know. So, oh my.
But maybe the changes, there's a change coming, Ms. Barbara, and how fitting it is for it to start on this date, because it's like our pastors are the strong men. And I remember how you've told me and others have said the same thing. When a pastor speaks up, you know, you better pay attention. Legislators pay attention. They know it matters. It matters quite a lot.
It really does. And pastors have great influence. And that's why, you know, we've always, from the very beginning, as we have learned about Common Core, it's been our heart's desire that pastors lead the fight, that pastors and churches be involved and very, very active in this battle. You know, no one knows the degree of that moral standard better than pastors and Christians. And you know, knowing the Bible, knowing God's absolutes, and so it is absolutely thrilling when we see the Southern Baptist Convention take this step. And they have taken it before. They took it last year as well. But we didn't hear much about it. I think we just got to make something big over this, because it is big. And
yeah, this is very, very, very strong language. I mean, it's just incredible. This is, because I remember the last one, it was very nice. It was, look at the textbooks, look at what's, you know, coming home to your child. But it wasn't really outright confronting it. But this one was a unanimous confrontation.
Yeah.
And standing up for parental authority. And, Ms. Barbara, I'm so thankful for our, you know, Pastor John and Anderson, because I think of what that pastor has done. If it were not for him, we would not have had, you know, the David Barton Conference. If it had not been for him, there's so many things we couldn't go. But it took that one giant, a pastor with a giant love for God, for Jesus Christ. To keep on pressing forward. And his prayer was so clear, Ms. Barbara. It's about the children. He knew what the fight was all about. He knew what Common Core was all about.
Yes, he did and does. And he is such a light and such a strong pillar. He truly is. And he has been an inspiration to all of us. And, you know, Diana, I don't know how old Pastor John is, but I think it's, what, mid-80s? Something like that?
I think
that.
So. Mm-hmm.
And just such strength of spirit. Just, he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. And we are so... so blessed to have him here in our area and to be a part of our group. You know, what a blessing. What a blessing.
Oh, indeed, Ms. Barbara. And what a privilege to live in this nation. And tonight, Ms. Barbara, I am so just grateful. Grateful to God for allowing me to live in this nation. Grateful to God for my heroes, you know, these pastors standing.
Yeah.
You know, as I know God would want them to stand. And they did not let him down. I mean, unanimous. Unanimous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ms. Barbara, I'm going to believe it's going to.
Not even in discussion. Okay. Unanimous. That's huge.
And huge. God is amazing with him, and that's what the word was last night. I usually write down, you know, my prayers are on what time. I did not. I know it was after midnight. And Psalm 11, faith in the Lord's righteousness. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord... test the righteous. But the wicked, the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness, and his countenance beholds the upright. Wow. God is amazing, Ms. Barbara, and you know it firsthand. And I do too.
Well, you know, there's nobody like him. Nobody. There's nobody higher than he is. There's none beside him. He is God, and he is our Father, and we are his children. We are his family, and there's no greater privilege, no greater privilege than to know him and to love him, to enjoy him, to delight in him. You know, the Bible says, those who delight themselves in the Lord, that the Lord will give them the desires of their hearts. And it's when we delight ourselves in the Lord that our desires, that the Lord gives us his desires and they become our desires. And our desire is for our children to know what is good and right and honorable and noble and pure and holy, and to be, to find their identity in Christ, and to love that which is lovable and in God's sight, and to despise what God despises. You know, we want the very, very best for our children. We want God's best for our children. And that's the desire of his heart, and it is the desire of our hearts as well. And I think, Diana, that will take us into prayer. If you would, pray.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Barbara. Oh, yes, what a privilege. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it is a privilege to be able to pray to you. And Lord, to have your word, which is the lamp unto our feet, and not have to hide them, Lord, and that you make it so present for us, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray for those that do not know you, that do not know your word, that do not know that you love them so much that you gave your son to die on the cross. And, Lord, I just pray that for every veteran, Lord, that, Lord, they would come to know you, that you would allow a great awakening to happen amongst our military, Lord, amongst the forces, so that they who are serving, Lord, this nation would be complete in you, knowing, Heavenly Father, that, Lord, you are worthy. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gifts that you've given us this day. Thank you for the families you've given us. Thank you for this nation. Thank you for our pastors. And, Lord, continue to bless them and shine your face upon us, Lord, so that we can continue to live in the land of the free, the home of the brave. Thank you, Lord, and we ask these things in the precious, wonderful, holy name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Do you want to share anything about what's coming up?
Okay, Ms. Barbara, I'll just remind people, we're going to be able to go to Montgomery tomorrow. We hope you'll join us as we just really want to share information about the comprehensive counseling guidance. And this is a proposal that was put before the state board in the September work session. This is Dr. Bice's proposal, and we would ask that the whole state would look at this. Go to www.cityonahill.tv, look at our blogs on the left, and study it, and please share it, and ask the state board to do the right thing. Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon at Gordon Pearson's building in Montgomery.
High noon. Thank you, Diana.
High noon.
Yeah, that's right. I hope you will come and stand for righteousness. Thank you for being with us, listeners, on the radio show tonight. And we would just ask that you would just keep learning right along with us as we learn. We share what we learn. And together we can work for something much, much, much better for our children, our families, our state, and our nation. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. And may God bless America. Thank you for being with us at City on a Hill Radio Show. Good night.